Companies are bringing back money from overseas, but what will they do with it? From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Just days ago, in the last few moments of 2017, Goldman Sachs announced that it would take a $5 billion tax hit. That loss nearly wiped out the bank's profits for the entire year. However, analysts expected this. Most of that loss comes from Goldman Sachs' decision to bring back money it had stashed overseas. Under the new tax law, that money is now subject to a 15% tax, much lower than before, an incentive for companies to take a one-time tax hit. Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics says the companies that do bring back overseas cash will use it in many different ways.
Some, for example, even before the tax law was signed, gave workers year-end bonuses. Others are planning to increase dividends to their shareholders or repurchase more stock. It's going to vary very much company by company.
She says Goldman Sachs' move is a sign that corporations are bringing money back to the U.S., something the Trump administration promised would happen when pushing for the new tax law.
But the real question is, if it's really working, is whether or not those increased earnings turn into increased economic activity and more jobs.
Petru says it would really work if the economy starts to see more wage growth or an increasing labor participation rate. And despite the bitter, bitter cold in many parts of the country, average global temperatures are still on the rise. Scientists who study climate change say that means the hottest days of the year are on track to get even hotter in the coming decades. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports that change will have a particular impact on the airline industry.
Scientists say a warmer planet will mean more turbulence during flights, more flooded runways, more fuel used to avoid storms. There'll be less air density because of extreme heat, making it harder for planes to get lift.
Airplanes are not going to be able to take off at full capacity. They're going to have fewer passengers or take some cargo off the plane.
Radley Horton is a climatologist at Columbia University. He says we can expect
more flight delays, more people being removed from flights.
He says that's already happening at LaGuardia and the Phoenix Airport. Some of the climate change challenges will be addressed by new technology as carriers change out their planes. Airline analyst Robert W. Mann Jr. says fleets get changed out every 10 to 15 years.
And each time they renew a fleet, each generation of new aircraft is about 15% more efficient from a fuel consumption perspective.
He says better fuel efficiency also reduces the emissions the airline industry is adding to the atmosphere. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
Every year, millions of tourists flock to the Caribbean on cruise ships for sunshine and beaches. But this year was different. Hurricanes Irma and Maria left death, injuries, and millions of dollars in damage in their wake. The hurricanes also forced major port closures at popular destinations. The cruise industry responded by changing schedules and ports of call. But how are the customers taking to the change? Marketplace's Renata Sago reports.
The departure terminal at Port Canaveral on Florida's east coast is teeming with cruisers eager to board the Norwegian Epic. The seven-day cruise on the 4,100-passenger ship promises a Cirque du Soleil-esque performance and even a cover band performing the Beatles' greatest hits, and stops to the Bahamas and St. Thomas and Tortola. Well, scratch St. Thomas and Tortola.
Honestly, I was a little disappointed and disgruntled about the change.
Nicole Stokes traveled from Philadelphia for a long-planned family reunion. When Hurricane Maria hit, Norwegian alerted her there could be a destination change. A few weeks later, she got an update. No St. Thomas and Tortola. Instead, Jamaica and the Cayman Islands.
God willing, this will pan out better. I'm here, make the best of it.
After the hurricanes, cruise lines altered 100 itineraries, affecting thousands of passengers. Colleen McDaniel runs the travel website Cruise Critic.
Itinerary changes aren't uncommon.
She says because of that, travelers can generally get good deals, such as reduced prices for third and fourth guests and free amenities on the ship. But this year was unprecedented, with port closures on 8 islands, including the 3 most popular destinations, St. Thomas, St. Martin, and San Juan. To keep travelers happy, cruise lines rerouted from the Eastern Caribbean to the Western side.
some of the smaller, really beautiful Caribbean islands got visits, and these are places that normally wouldn't get visits to that extent.
That promise of newer destinations has led to few cancellations, according to Beth Christie, senior cruise consultant at Cruise Vacation Outlet.
The cruise lines are advising the people you're going to have a schedule change. They're sending us the advisories, and then we're also communicating that to the passengers.
The latest data from the Florida Caribbean Cruise Association show cruise ships raked in $2.4 billion in 2015. Christie says the industry's flexibility after the hurricanes kept their sails strong. For the islands hit, though, recovery's been slow.
They want the cruise ships to come back because they need the revenue to work on their homes. Their economy is tourism-based.
Most of the ports that closed are now back open, and many cruise lines plan to resume their standard itineraries to those islands later this year. In Orlando, I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.
And here's one more number for you. 10. It was just 10 degrees Fahrenheit in Times Square last night when the ball dropped at midnight. Frigid revelers still packed the square to ring in the new year. This is just the second coldest celebration on records. The coldest was in the single digits. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.